The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Monday, May 16th edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and the Giants held their rookie minicamp over the weekend, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be there on Friday and Saturday as the Giants held their on-field workouts. And listen, there's not a whole lot that I can tell you about players on the field. These were very light workouts, a little bit more than an hour each day. Giants were in shorts and t-shirts, obviously. Mostly did individual drills, did some special teams. Guys caught some punts, worked on a few, had a few passing drills, and you know, if you followed our coverage over the weekend, you know that there was only one quarterback in camp, and that's Brian Lewerke. You know that GM Joe Shane was actually throwing passes to some of the wide receivers, some of the tight ends on Friday. So the Giants did sessions of 7-on-7 on both days, 14 plays each time. But neither of those were highly competitive sessions. Not a lot to report from those. I can't tell you, you know, that Evan Neal, the rookie right tackle, looked fantastic because there really wasn't any blocking that was done during the 2 days. I can't tell you that Kayvon Thibodeau, first round pick, fifth overall, you know, looks like a guy who's going to light up the league. First of all, Thibodeau did all of his individual drills on a far field away from where the media was stationed, and there was no pass rush. Thibodeau did not participate in the 7-on-7 action as there was no pass rush. There was really no need for the edge guys. It was all inside linebackers, cornerbacks, and safeties doing the coverage of tight ends, wide receivers, and running backs. So I can't tell you anything about those guys on the field. You know, we did see third-round pick Cordell Flott. We did see the linebackers. We did see a lot of Wandale Robinson over the weekend, but way too early, way too sort of simplistic and informal of a setting for me to be able to break down, you know, how guys did individually during the 2 days. What I did think I wanted to do today was to give you an opportunity to hear from the Giants rookies who were made available to the media over the weekend. We had a chance to hear from 7 or 8 of the team's 11 draft picks. And I thought that what I would do is play some clips for you from each of those draft picks. First up here will be a clip from fifth overall pick Kayvon Thibodeau. As I've said in other formats, I think that Thibodeau's personality makes him a perfect fit for New York. I think that his desire to build his brand and have a career after football, those are all things that are real for Kayvon Thibodeau, but he also understands what market he's in. I do think Kayvon Thibodeau cares about being the best football player that he can be. Found him to be very engaging when we had a chance to talk to him at the combine as well. He is a big personality. He does understand the bright lights. He does understand how to perform for the media, how to give them, you know, something, how to entertain, how to give people, you know, a clip for TV or for social media or whatever. He gets all of that. He is a big personality, probably the biggest personality the Giants have drafted since Odell Beckham in 2014. Biggest personality they've had on defense since Michael Strahan. Had some interesting things to say about adjusting to the NFL, about leading by example, about his excitement, you know, to learn the Wink Martindale's pressure defense. So let's get to the clip of Kayvon Thibodeau right now.
You know, feeling like you're part of the team now.
You know, I put it on, but I feel like I'm not there yet. You know, I feel like there's still some hoops and some hurdles. There's still some what is it called, prelims or something I got to go through to be a part of the team. But you know, I don't have words for it. I don't even know. You know, it still hasn't hit me. I feel like it's going to hit me once, you know, we really get into it. But I heard some music today and I almost cried because I was like, man, we really here.
What song?
It was Biggie. It was Juicy. Yeah.
Have you sent a sack call for this?
No, I haven't, man. You know, it was funny. He was making jokes today because it's like, Coach said, yeah, you know, you're going to have to go out there. He's like, you know, we're covering running backs. He's like, you think you could run with Saquon? And I just laughed because it's like, man, you know, it's like, all these great guys that now you're going against, man, it's a different level. So I got to do everything I can to just keep getting better.
When you look at the play, what do you see?
I mean, it's a variety. You know, for me, I love being able to, you know, do a lot of different things. And I feel like Coach Wink and Coach Drew, they really put together a plan just for the whole system. I mean, anybody could play any position. I feel like it's really dope.
And when you look at that, your places in that system, mm-hmm. You look at it and say, yeah, this can work.
Yeah. I look at it. I lick my chops. It's good, you know. I just got to keep making sure I get all those ins and outs of the game.
You know, one thing people say about Wink's defense is that he likes to turn pass rusher loose. do you feel like you'll be turned loose blitz more maybe than you were in college?
You know, it's all about creating trust. You know, once he kind of trusts in me that I know the playbook and that I'm going to be available every Sunday, you know, that I can, you know, live up to those expectations, then yeah, I feel like he's going to be able to cut, you know, whoever loose as long as they have that consistency and that, you know, trust.
Judging by your initial reaction, it seems like you kind of savor that little.
I mean, I savor every moment, man. When you been through everything and your life has brought you to this point, it's like, dude, MetLife, the American dream, the New York Giants. Are you serious? You know what I mean?
So the Empire State Building, too.
I can't even see it because it's all this greatness right here, you know? So for me, it's like, it's a dream come true.
Kayvon, since you were drafted, what would you say has changed within these past few weeks for you, if anything?
The narrative for sure changed. If you notice, everybody thinks I'm a good guy now and it's all funny, which is hilarious to me because I've been the same guy this whole time. But you know, I'm happy that I get to be here with my team and I don't have to focus on anybody anymore. Now I can really just hone in on what I love to do.
Can you lead as a rookie?
I feel like you could lead not in football. You could lead in any position in life, right? It's about doing the right thing and doing, you know, at all times. So for me, as long as I'm leading myself down the right path, people are going to follow. You know, as long as I'm going the right way, it's going to be easy to have people go with me. So not saying that I'm going to step in and be a vocal leader, but I'm going to make sure I do everything the right way so that when people see me, they know I'm the last one leaving. They know I'm the first one in, and that's just, you know, how I do things.
Next up, Giants fans, let's hear from 7th overall pick Evan Neal, the Alabama tackle who will be the New York Giants starting right tackle. Neal is not nearly as loquacious or entertaining as Thibodeau is. He is a pretty serious guy, pretty down to earth, well spoken. But Neal only had a chance to speak to media on Saturday for a minute or two. But here's a quick clip of Neal speaking to media about meeting veterans like Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones.
How do you kind of interact a little bit more with Daniel and Saquon about blocking them and what that experience is going to be like?
It's going to be pretty cool. You know, I'm just excited. Just excited to go out there and do my best and help the team for sure. Got a chance to shake Daniel's hand. You know, he's a pretty cool guy. I don't think I met Saquon yet, so I'm just excited, you know, to continue to just build a relationship with those guys and just, you know, help the team.
Saquon said that when you looked over, he saw you. He was like, oh, that's a big dude. What's your reaction to that?
I am a big dude. I mean, shoot, I'm pretty sure most people that, you know, that see me had that same reaction, so it's pretty cool.
Next up, Giants fans, let's hear from second-round pick Wandale Robinson, the Kentucky wide receiver whose selection surprised a lot of Giants fans as well as NFL draft analysts. Robinson spoke about his potential role with the Giants and about the compliment paid to him by Giants third-round pick Cordell Flott, the cornerback out of LSU. So let's hear from Wandale Robinson right now.
What are you trying to accomplish over these couple days while you're here?
Really just learning as much as I can with the playbook, just getting all the terminology down with my coaches and things like that. So just really getting comfortable out here so that way whenever it's time for real practice and things like that, I'm really full speed and ready to go.
When you look at the playbook, you know, Brian's playbook, you know, it's different than the one you had in college. Do you look at it and say, there are definitely things in here for me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we go through it, me and the coaches, and they'll tell me some of the things that they like, that they want to see me do and things like that. So I just want to try and learn it all the most I can. The more and more I learn, the more I'll be able to do so.
Is there more excitement for you knowing that your role is undefined and you can contribute in so many different ways?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's something that I've always liked to be able to do, is just kind of contribute on both sides of the game, with the running game and the passing game. So whatever they choose and want to use me as, then I'll do that. So
when he got drafted, Cordell Flott said you were the toughest receiver he covered. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw somebody send it to me, but I mean, hey, I just try to go out there and make some plays, and I'm glad he said that. So.
Do you want to return the favor? Like, how tough a cover? Yeah, how tough was he to beat and cover?
Yeah, that was probably the best slot. That was definitely the best slot corner that I had to play against this past year. So I'll definitely give that to him too.
Are you just saying?
No, that's real. That's real. There was a couple times that I came over to the sideline for my coach, and I'm like, it's like he knows what I'm running a couple times. So that was really the only guy that was really able to go out there and that I felt like that with. So.
All right, Giants fans, let's take a brief break here for a word from some of our sponsors from SB Nation. When we come back, we'll hear from several of the other Giants rookie draft picks about their impressions of minicamp.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
All right, Giants fans, Ed Valentine back here on the Valentine's Views podcast. And before the break, we heard from rookie wide receiver Wandale Robinson, and he was talking a little bit about LSU cornerback Cordell Flott. So let's actually hear from Flott, who was selected in the third round right now. Flott talked a little bit about the opportunity that he has with the Giants, and also about gaining a little bit of weight and playing at his at his current weight, which is about 175 pounds, about being physical despite his slender frame. So let's hear a little bit from Cordell Flott right now.
How often do you find yourself surprising guys out there with how physical you are despite being, you know, slender, speedily built?
Yeah, I've been doing it all my life, you know, being built like this, growing up, playing this game of football, you know, everybody telling me I'm too small to do it. And so far, I just focus on, you know, making an impact toward the team. Right now, I'm working on gaining weight, you know, being able to protect my body and being able to fit wherever needed for the defensive room.
What have the Giants told you about that, about the gaining weight part? Like, what do they want from you? Where do you feel comfortable?
It's just more where I feel comfortable at, you know, what weight I can hold to be able to perform at a, you know, high level, be able to stay on the field, you know, be able to get around and be healthy.
What are you looking at? I mean, you think you can add like 5, 10, 20?
Yeah, I can add probably 5 to 10. Whichever is comfortable for me, be able to perform.
You think you want to be starting in the slot as a rookie? How ready do you feel?
I'm ready. Hopefully I get that job, you know, right here. I'm just focusing on improving as a rookie, you know, being able to fit wherever's needed. So, yeah.
They talk about starting you in the slot. What do you think when you hear that? Would you like to go outside at times? What's your preference?
It don't matter. Versatility is a big thing I take pride on. So, like I said, wherever I can fit at in this defense to make an impact on the team, that's what I really do.
I mean, how much are you looking forward to at least having a shot, you know what I mean, to start immediately? Some places you may not have had it.
Yeah, this is definitely a blessing to have the opportunity to have a shot at. So I'm definitely going to take it one day at a time, you know, focusing on practice and getting better. So, yeah.
What does it take to play? What kind of mindset does it take to play press coverage? Like, I've read your defense is smothering. What is it, I guess, mindset-wise, what does it take? And then secondarily, what, like, not using too many hands because you don't want to be the guy getting flat.
Right, more of a physical mindset, like you said, without using my hands. So in the press technique, like, you know, watching the receiver tendencies, understanding what he's going to do before the play, during concepts. So that's the thing I'm going to work on.
Next up, let's hear from tight end Daniel Bellinger, fourth-round pick out of San Diego State, who will be part of the Giants' revamped tight end room. Bellinger spoke about that, spoke about what he thinks his role in that room might be.
Do you have an early impression on what they want from you guys? More just a general from the tight ends here?
Biggest thing right now is just compete. You know, just compete and get in there and compete with every tight end that we have. You know, that's the biggest thing right now. And what my role is, I'm not sure yet. You know, the biggest thing is just compete and understand that it's a team. You know what I mean? What we're going to do as a tight end unit and how we're going to help the team is an overall goal.
Do you come in with something that you know you need to work on or something you want to show the coaches to show them that you can
compete? Oh, absolutely. You know, I have a lot of things, especially the technical side of things. You know, whether it comes to footwork for blocking or attacking leverage on routes. I mean, the biggest thing for me is the technical side of the game and getting those things down as much as I can.
How much of the position you guys have sort of a rebirth now, this position, how critical is the tight end position to the offense now?
Critical, you know, just to the game of football overall. You know, tight end needs to pass block, needs to run block, needs to go out and create space and make himself open so he can catch balls and, you know, create opportunities for the offense. So it's not just critical for the Giants, but it's critical for the game overall.
How much upside do you believe that your receiving part of your game still has to show because you were not used as much in that role in college?
A lot. You know, I feel like I have a lot to show and, of course, a lot to improve on. So, you know, that's another thing is I want to come out and show that I can be a receiver, not just a blocker, but also both. You know, just be a hybrid and help the offense, whether it is blocking or whether it is pass catching.
All right, next up, let's hear from fourth-round pick Dane Belton, safety out of Iowa, who brings a lot of versatility to the Giants' defense, played what's called a star position at Iowa, played kind of all over that defense. So let's hear from Belton about what he brings to the defense and how his progression in learning Wink Martindale's system went over the course of rookie minicamp.
You played kind of like that star role?
Yes, sir.
At Iowa, how do you see that kind of translating here? What do you view your position or your how that's going to kind of work in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, in college I played that star role as well as safety, and you know, right now I'm just working at learning both safeties, and you know, just being able to be versatile is the biggest thing for me. You know, being able to play multiple positions in college, you know, translates to, you know, blitzing off the edge, you know, covering deep, you know, match routes underneath. So, you know, just shows my versatile aspect to myself. And right now I'm just learning safety, but, you know, once I feel like I got this down, you know, hopefully they'll be able to move me around.
Do you find the safeties being interchangeable in this defense?
Oh, yes. You know, right now we're just playing left and right, so being able to know both sides, you know, whether that be the passing strength or the passing weakness or weak side, you know, just being able to know the rotations on both sides and being able to make the call fast.
You've had to cover Wandale Robinson before. Just tell us what, you know, what he's like as a player.
Yeah, like you said, I've covered him 3 years, you know, two at Nebraska and one at Kentucky. And, you know, he's a real, real quick player, you know, gets out in and out of his base really well. So I think he's an electric player and looks to do good things. But, you know, we're all just out here working, and he looked pretty good today.
Next up is Giants linebacker Micah McFadden, fifth-round pick, who said that he's a late bloomer who was overlooked in high school throughout the recruiting process for college as well. So, you know, being a fifth-round pick and being a guy who doesn't have high expectations from others is something that that McFadden is used to. So let's hear from him right now.
Will you consider yourself a late bloomer as far as football?
I would say yes, to a certain extent. Yeah, I didn't play in high school till my junior year, and, you know, was kind of overlooked at that, you know, at an early age, but yeah, definitely.
How did you feel about being overlooked?
I think it just puts a chip on your shoulder. You know, you want to get better, and you want to, you know, everybody wants to play, and you know, kind of being overlooked like that, it makes you want to play even more, and it makes you go harder.
Finally, let's hear from Darren Beavers, Giants sixth round pick, linebacker out of Cincinnati, just on his experience at rookie minicamp and on the adjustment to being an NFL player.
What's this been like for you?
It's been surreal.
These 2 days.
Yeah, it's been surreal. It's been something that I've dreamed of since I was young, man. And coming out here and practicing on the field is something that it's like I said, it's surreal, man. It's a dream come true. And every day you got to come out here and give it all. I mean, you only got one shot of this, so that's the plan. Just come out here and just give it all.
Does it feel similar to, like, you know, playing football in college, or is it
I mean, it's still football when it comes down to it. It's football. So if you know football, you know how to play football. Like I said, you come out here and you give it your all, you're going to make a name for yourself. So I feel like, I mean, you can kind of compare it to coming out of high school, going as your first time in college. But I feel like, obviously these are way better players. So you got to do more stuff, extra stuff to get that competitive edge that you need to have. So I feel like I said, just give it your all and you give it your best shot.
What's the, I think you guys spend a lot of time with individuals. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing that you're taking from this sort of
individual experience? You gotta be smart. You gotta pick up on stuff really quickly. We have short meetings, we gotta come straight on the field. So just knowing your stuff, taking the time, the preparation, the studying that people don't see after hours, is really, really important.
Giants fans, that's our show for today. We thank you, as always, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio wherever you listen to your podcasts. Stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.